Paul, with optional skate today, can you give us an update on your skaters that will be involved in this one here tonight?
Everybody's good to go here. So Adam comes back in.
How big is that to get, obviously, his presence back in your top nine?
It's an important, and it's a factor in how we run our bench. And we only really had one game look at it, but we like that look an awful lot. He comes out in a kind of a specific role. The others looking to play against the other team's best or their biggest. And those guys usually play when they're on their game, they play in the other team's end. So that there's a psychological advantage to that. Even if you're not scoring goals, you've got them pushed where you want to, and you feel like you've got things going. The physicality is important. We, with Dustin out of our lineup and then Adam out of our lineup, we're not quite as powerful on the ice, and we missed that, I thought, in Tampa.
So just to confirm, Lindholm comes out then?
I haven't talked to every player who's come off the ice yet.
Okay. Is there an update with Dustin at all today, Paul?
Nothing more. No, nothing new.
Could he be on the ice by the end of the trip?
So he's not on the trip. He went back to get a new treatment, not as a change of course of action. It was something they thought they could do after a certain period of time, so he went back to get that taken care of.
Paul, Sammy Niku obviously had the goal the other night in Columbus, but what have you seen from him here as he's getting in a longer stretch of games?
So I'm not going to describe him as the same player as Josh Morrissey, but what changed for Josh was an awareness of how to use his speed as his most effective weapon. They're a different style of player, but it was the thing that, so Sammy Niku, as all of these kind of young skating defensemen in amateur hockey, would never have had to go that fast. They were just faster than everybody else. You get to the National Hockey League and he's not a big man. So he needs then to learn to use his speed to defend and to get into holes to make offense happen. That would be the area that we've seen the biggest improvement. We see it in his practice habits. You know, he's moving quite a bit quicker all over the ice. So he's effective, even, you know, maybe as a bit of a surprise, against big men. He's been willing to go back and get pucks. He can make that tight turn and put it on somebody's tape. So he's starting, you know, one of the things that Josh defends incredibly well, he's got a great defensive stick, but one of the things that he does, and we'll put him in for people, Winnipeg would remember Toby Enstrom's game, that ability to tight turn in a corner in a heavy area and get it into the middle of the ice, they all have that same attribute.
All the talk was about how he needed to get better defense. Yeah. How's he doing that?
He's doing very well, right? So you'll remember his first game in Montreal that he scored a goal in. There were some unusual D-zone coverage reads, but that is something those guys have to go through to learn. And he has. So now his reads, if he's off on a read, you understand what he was thinking. There's a process to it. He just picked up the wrong guy, or he was gapping somewhere else, and that number has gone right down. He's done well with it.
You mentioned Toby Enstrom. Is it possible that he is a fit with Dustin Byfuglien at some point down the line just because of that?
It's a possibility for sure. I think when Toby and Dustin got together, Toby had kind of come off the offensive defenseman. He had some 51-point years, and then that kind of came out of his game. So Sammy came into the league as a lefty, played the left side until he got with the Moose. Now I think he's one of those guys. For your slighter-built guys, playing their offside allows you to escape a little easier, digging pucks off the wall, right? So he's really comfortable on the right. He may stay there.
Was it a vote of confidence or a statement that he wasn't papered back to the Moose there a couple weeks ago on the trade deadline day when a lot of players were papered?
Yeah, I think it was really an assessment of his game. Like it was at the point that, you know, we didn't want him sitting here for 20 games and not playing, but his play said he wouldn't be out of the lineup. And you know, we've got a number of defensemen when we get healthy, but we go through defensemen here. That's been our run. We've always had banged up blue lines, so we think he gets in.
Quick question on Nino Niederreiter, a player that you obviously saw a lot in the Central. Point of game pretty much since he's come over. What's he brought to Carolina that's maybe made them a little more dangerous?
I think puck control, like off his size, right? He can control the puck, the cutbacks, the tight turns. We had him at the World Cup. And in the right role and in certain situations, he was very strong and powerful man. And in the games that we had played many going back the last few years, it seemed like the ones that the nights they beat us, he was always a big factor from the corner to the front of the net and making plays, or the goals that went in out of a scrum. It was off his stick. So he's added a a physical dimension, not necessarily running guys over, but he will be physical. Certainly an offensive strength in the corners.
Just an example where sometimes a change of scenery can really spark
you player. Know what? So much of that is change of scenes. It's just a couple of different line mates. Guys that move the puck a little bit differently, right? Put you in a different hole. And when you're coming off the bench for some guys, I mean, it's the idea that whoever plays left wing with Scheifele and Wheeler is going to score. It's kind of, they've got some pretty skilled players here that he's playing with. And that change of scenery is also, you get a bumped up to play with a different level of player.
Paul Leary, coach who comes through here, says the same thing about Carolina throws a lot of pucks at the net. That's an obvious thing. Why is that difficult to defend? Or better question might be, are the Jets particularly adept at doing that sort of thing? Does it pose a unique problem for you or no?
So there's different factors that go into it, but the idea would be the more pucks that you put at the net, the better your chances of scoring. I think there's a threshold, though, when you put some pucks at the net that have such a low percentage of going in that it's a change of possession. I don't find that to be – I think that was true of Carolina maybe 2 years ago because they've always seemed to put a lot of pucks at the net where they'd almost give you the puck back. I don't find that with this team now. So it's still the same mindset. They put everything at the net, but they are so quick on those. And it wouldn't be far off a version of our game. Now, we like to control it a bit more, but the idea of putting a puck to the net and then using speed to cause the chaos after it, they're very good at it. So there's a method to that madness, and it works for them.